Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama will be visiting Cuba next month, and the White House says that it is a major step in the warming of ties between the once Cold War enemies. The trip had long been expected as part of Mr. Obama's efforts to make much progress as possible in improving ties with Cuba before he leaves office in January of next year. Cuban officials welcomed the upcoming visit and expressed a willingness to discuss any issue.
E poi una persona che pensa soltanto in fare muri sia dove sia e non fare ponti non è cristiano.
Pope Francis injected himself into the U.S. presidential race on Thursday, suggesting that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is not a Christian because of his proposal to build a massive wall on the southern U.S. border with Mexico to keep out migrants. Trump, a Presbyterian, said at a campaign rally the Pope's comments were not a nice thing to say.
For a religious leader, to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president.
The comments from the Pope and Trump came 2 days ahead of a crucial party nominating contest in the state of South Carolina, where political surveys show Trump with a commanding lead over his Republican challengers. Police in Uganda briefly arresting presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house where he thought vote rigging was taking place. Vote counting has begun after millions of voters cast ballots on Thursday for president. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Russia launching an effort today that could bring long-term stability to efforts to get humanitarian aid to besieged areas of Syria. Two countries under the auspices of the United Nations will co-chair an initial meeting of a ceasefire task force in Geneva. The task force will explore prospects, that is, for long-range success with a cessation in Syria, where a five-year civil war has resulted in the deaths of more than 400,000 people and the displacement of millions more. Meantime, Doctors Without Borders says airstrikes on its hospital in Idlib province in northern Syria were probably carried out by the Syrian government-led coalition predominantly active in the region. That story now from Lisa Schlein.
MSF Director of Operations in France, Isabelle de Fourny, tells VOA the hospital staff is convinced the attacks were intentional and the Syrians and probably the Russians were involved.
Because they were targeted three times, this hospital was already targeted three times in the past month by Syrian air forces. It is a possibility that Russian air forces are involved.
De Fourny says MSF kept the location of its hospital secret from Syrian and Russian authorities for reasons of safety. She says this difficult decision was taken because many MSF-run hospitals, where the GPS coordinates were known, have been repeatedly attacked during the past 5 years of war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The most senior European Union leaders have expressed confidence and interest in Britain remaining a member of the grouping. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke ahead of a two-day summit in Brussels.
I'm quite confident that we will have a deal during this European Council. We have to sort out a certain number of questions among those, the one you are mentioning. And I'm convinced that Britain will be a constructive and active member of the European Union.
Earlier, British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from both EU leaders and others to help reach a fair deal on the EU reforms that he's seeking to remain a part of the EU. South Korean prosecutors raided the local offices of Volkswagen today as part of their investigation into an emissions cheating scandal. Investigators seized computer, hard drives, and documents from VW's headquarters in Seoul and from the home of at least one senior manager. A VW spokesman told the French news agency, "We have made clear that we will fully cooperate with the investigation." Auto company facing a slew of legal actions after it admitted in September to falsifying emissions test results.
That's the latest world news from VOA.